This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. How tyranny came to America. That's what we're going to be getting up to, folks, in the second segment, third, fourth, and fifth in the up-and-coming show here again. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to jump right into it. And by the way, if you want to jump in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Okay, so with all the dissatisfaction going on with Rhino Care, or Ryan Care, or Obamacare, or the Affordable Care Act, or the American Health Act, friends, it's interesting to note, here's a I told you so, coming again real quick, and it's going to happen on this show today. The White House budget director stated, Trump is done negotiating on Rhino Care. Wow! I thought they were going to replace it after they repealed it. Yesterday I shared with you an analogy of a friend, a true analogy, a true parable, friends. A friend of mine just called me yesterday, and he told me that they did a scan on him, a CAT scan, and they found cancer in his body. And I shared with you, friends, now what would you think of the doctor when he went back to my friend and said, we're going to have to put you under the knife, and we're going to have to take out that cancer, but when we get rid of that cancer, we're going to go ahead and replace it with something else. Because this is exactly what the White House and corruption in your government is doing today. Okay. Remember again, Donald Trump said, oh, it's going to be so easy. 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 And every time I heard him say that, I told my wife, I said, watch out. I said, watch out. White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney told CNBC on Friday, a network that nobody trusts, on Friday that President Donald Trump is through with negotiations and wants a vote on the House's Obamacare 2.0 bill, the American Health Care Act. Folks, they did nothing but change the name of the bill. That's all they did, and they are satisfied. They appeased a few people along the way by pulling some of the pork out of this unconstitutional and unlawful, therefore illegal act called whatever they want to call it, because the government has no business in your health care whatsoever, as we highlighted just yesterday. Now, friends, also pay attention to the diversion that the news media and the narrative has set to get you diverted off of what's really going on, namely what's going on with this Rhino Care, this new bill that President Donald Trump now wants to pass, which is very little indifference when it comes to what Barack Hussein Obama wanted to implement. Instead of laying the axe to the root of the tree, the American people are caught up into the game, and let me expose it one step further. The White House just said on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, There's probably more evidence that CNN collided with the Clinton campaign than the Trump campaign with Russia. Now, to show you that these people are on the mat and they are in it together, isn't it interesting that it's CNBC, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, always continuously questioning those that are representatives within our country to give you the message that they convey? Why is it that if the President of the United States and this administration, the incumbent friends, don't trust the media, why is it that they continuously talk to the media to convey their message to you and me? People are fed up with them. It shows you that they are leading through opposition, that they are in it together regardless of what they say. Pay attention to the fruit that they're bearing, friends. Now, going back once again, showing you America, the White House budget director, Trump, is done. Really? Hey, Donald Trump, I have a question for you. Where are you deriving your authority to implement Obamacare? By simply changing the name in nothing less and nothing more. Where did you derive that authority, federal government? Because it wasn't given to you by the states. Apparently you haven't read the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights, have you? No. And furthermore, you have forgotten that you work for the people. And furthermore, to take it again a step further, you are a creature of the state. You are not to usurp the rights or the authority that's been given to you through the people and their delegation. But you have done that anyways. And again, I know why you're doing it, because most people in this country don't know that it's illegal. But that's why you have the Sons of Liberty Radio.com to listen to 24/7. Friends, that's the reason we're here, is to show you and to make reference to what the Constitution does say and what they are allowed to do, rather than, folks, what's going on today. They do not have the authority because it's been never delegated to them by we the people. And when we derive those that serve we the people, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. We never delegated that authority for them to implement Obamacare in the first place, or the American Health Care Act, friends. But again, listen to the guy that promised you the world, America. You have failed to learn from history. He is sick and tired. He is done negotiating on Rhino Care. Although little Paul Ryan, we already know that he's a traitor. He's a Judas to the American people. And he now sits behind none other than the President of the United States of America, as if to suggest, America, just play stupid. Don't really call them out for who they really are. Just continuously let them get away with whatever you let them get away with, because they are, friends. As if to suggest the President of the United States of America doesn't know the fruit of this little narcissist that gave Barack Hussein Obama everything he wanted when he brought forth a $1.1 trillion omnibus bill on December 15th of 2016. He's a traitor to your country, America, and now he's a part of the new administration, like it or not. And you're falling for the fact that, friends, they're an opposition one against another. Really? It was Donald Trump, friends. It wasn't Paul Ryan. It was Donald Trump and his budget director that said, we're done negotiating. There is no negotiating, America. There is no debate, America. America, when are you going to hold these politicians to the standard of the Constitution and the laws that they are supposed to enforce? I'm just simply asking the question. 1-866-582-9933. No matter how much corruption is pulled out of these corrupt politicians, folks, you continuously allow them to do the things that they do. On a live feed just today, I posted something similar to what I'm talking about right now, and someone responded, one of my Facebook friends responded, well, they're above the law. Did you hear what I said? She said, they're above the law. Because, America, you again, for some reason or another, believe that they are above the law. Can you show me where they are above the law in our Constitution? Can you show me state statute where they are above the law? See, you have an evolutionary view of government, and that's exactly why they continuously act like they are divine.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet. Period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325-200-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh2o.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh2o.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you want to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over on my Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean on Facebook, and or if you'd like to jump over to my Twitter account, for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And folks, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And speaking of which, that is exactly how tyranny came to America today. Matter of fact, if you go back and look at the history of who we are not today what our founders established in any sense of the word. 240 years later, we still have the opportunity to go back and restore. Therefore, we can avoid revolution, friends. But the fact of the matter, until we respond to the knowledge that's given unto us, nothing's going to change. So we don't have to, like, change our form of government. If you're sick of man's 10,000 commandments, get back to God's 10. And the way to actually deal with those that are actually advocating 10,000 policies, because they are not laws, friends. They run counter to law in this country. Then what you're going to have to do is, we don't need more laws in America. We need good men in those positions to enforce the laws that we do have to make America good again. So we need good men there to enforce those good laws, right? And that's exactly what we're looking to do in this country. And therefore, what we have to do is respond by getting rid of the bad ones and holding them accountable to the laws that they have violated. Just the way the law applies to each and every one of us. Now, one of the great goals of education is to initiate the young into the conversation, of course, of their ancestors, and to enable them to understand the language of that conversation in all its subtlety, and maybe even in their maturity to add to some wisdom so they can find their way on their own. Now, if you look at the modern educational system, which no longer teaches us the political language of our ancestors. As a matter of fact, our schooling helps widen the gulf of time between our ancestors and ourselves. And because much of what we are taught in the name of civics, politics, or political science, or American history is really modern liberal propaganda. Lawlessness, friends. And it's not our history whatsoever. Sometimes this is deliberate, and worse yet, sometimes it isn't. Our ancestral voices have come to sound alien to us in so many different ways. And why is it? Because we think that what the politicians are saying, that they know better than we do, when in fact, the opposite again is true. And therefore, our own moral and political language is impoverished because of what we're giving ear to, America. I mean, it's as if the people of England could no longer understand Shakespeare, or Germany, and Germans couldn't comprehend Mozart or Beethoven. That's the voice that the American people are listening to today. So to most Americans, even those who feel oppressed by what they call big government, it must sound strange to hear it said in past tense that tyranny came to America. And after all, we have a constitution, don't we? And everybody would say, well, yeah, we do. And it's interesting how politicians will every now and then make reference to that constitution, but so often they take it out of context, friends, and that's how they do what they do. See, friends, we in America, we've abolished slavery, which is an abomination, and segregation. We won two world wars and the Cold War. We still congratulate ourselves before every ball game on being the land of the free. And we aren't ruled by some fanatic with a funny mustache who likes big parades with thousands of soldiers goose-stepping past huge pictures of himself. In America, you for some reason believe that that will never happen to us in this country. When in fact, what Adolf Hitler did in so many different ways, friends, what our government and the president has done, corruption in government, not good government, they have far surpassed what you don't think will ever happen here, friends. I mean, if you want to take it to what Hitler did concerning war and the percentage of people that died through war because of his tyrannical ways, and if you want to consider those that he killed through political opposition within and without, you've already allowed your government to sanction the murder of 57 million babies in this country. He was responsible for 12 million within his own country. Okay, six within and six without. So now you do the math and you tell me it can never happen here in this country, friends, because it's already happening. Now, for all that, we can no longer fully have what our ancestors who framed and ratified, by the way, with their blood, our Constitution to give us the freedoms in which we have. A careful division of power that prevents power from being concentrated and unlimited. The word they usually used for consecrated power or concentrated power was consolidation. In other words, a rough synonym for fascism or fascist. And the words they used for excessive powers claimed or exercised by state were usurped and tyrannical. In other words, they would consider the modern liberal state tyrannical in principle. They would see it not in the opposite of the fascist, communist, and socialist states, but their sister. As a matter of fact, friends, if Washington and Jefferson and James Madison and Alexander Hamilton could come back today, the first thing they would notice would be that the federal government now routinely assumes thousands of powers never assigned to it. Let me say that again. If they were to come back, Washington, Jefferson, Madison, and Hamilton, the first thing that they would notice is that the federal government now routinely assumes thousands of powers never delegated by the people to them, nor has it ever been assigned to them. Powers never granted by the people, never delegated by the people, never enumerated. These were the words they used, and it's a good idea for us to learn the language of our ancestors, our forefathers that established this country. They would say that we no longer live under the Constitution that they themselves wrote. And the Americans of a much later era, the period from Cleveland to Coolidge, for example, would say we no longer live under the Constitution that they inherited and amended. So I call the present system post-constitutional America. As I sometimes put it, the United States Constitution poses no serious threat to our form of government today. And why is it? Because the American people have been dumbed down and stupefied. They don't know the difference. They used to teach it all the way up until 1962. As a matter of fact, doing 360 schools in 25 different states, including Alaska and Florida, it's interesting to note that those documents are still up on the wall, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. But they don't teach it inside of the classroom anymore. And the reason they don't, and that is not just by chance, that is purpose, friends, because they want to reign over those slaves that they are creating. Yes, you heard me right. And what's worse than that is that our constitutional illiteracy, it cuts us off from our own national heritage. And so our politics degenerates, into increasingly bitter and unprincipled quarrels, the way that you're seeing it today being played out by those that you call your representatives, who's going to bear the burdens of war and welfare. And by the way, I don't want to sound like an oracle on the subject. As a typical victim of modern public education and a disinformed citizen of the media-ridden country, which we expose so often here, folks, it took a long time, an embarrassing long time, to learn what I'm passing on. It was studying geometry in old age and discovering how simple the basic principles of space really are. It was the old story. In order to learn first, I had to unlearn. But in my situation, I never knew. And most of what I've been taught and told about the Constitution was misguided or even false, if it was ever even brought up. See, I'd never been told some of the most elementary things. Folks, we were taught that we were raised up in a democracy, yet we were saying the Pledge of Allegiance every day. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic, and yet people still cannot connect the dots to realize that we are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, and not a democracy. See, the Constitution does two things. First, it delegates certain enumerated powers to the federal government. And second, it separates those powers among the three branches, the judicial, the legislative, and what's the third one, Sam? And what's the third one? The judicial, the legislative, and the executive. You should have knew that. Oh, you did. Okay, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I just wanted to throw the test on you while we were doing radio live. Forgive me. Second, it separates those powers among the three branches. Most people understood the secondary principle of the separation of powers, but they don't grasp the primary idea of delegated and enumerated powers. I mean, consider this. Let's go back to the first segment. We have recently had a big national debate over national health care. And it's going on. It's raging on. Advocates and opponents argued long and loud over whether it could work. Well, what was fair? How to pay for it? And so forth. But almost nobody raised the basic question. I talked a little bit about this yesterday. Where does the federal government get the power to legislate in this area? The answer is America, nowhere. See, the Constitution lists 18 specific legislative powers of Congress, and not a one of them covers national health care. Folks, how did tyranny come to America? We're going to come right back, and we're going to continue down this vein, exposing the tyrants for who they are. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
The followers who loved him.
I am the resurrection and the life.
The enemies who feared him.
Go to Bethlehem. Tell them all.
Who is the man behind the greatest story ever told?
Everybody who belongs to the truth listens to my voice.
Finding Jesus. New season Sundays at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Talking about when and how tyranny came into America. I proposed a question right before the last segment ended. Is where does the federal government get the power to legislate in the area of health care? The answer is nowhere. Nowhere. The Constitution lists 18 specific legislative powers of Congress, and not a one of them covers national health care. So how does that work? Well, as a matter of fact, none of the delegated powers of Congress that have been received from we the people, and delegated, by the way, is always the key word here, none of them cover Social Security. Do you have Social Security? Yep. It doesn't cover Medicaid. Do you have Medicaid? Yep. Do you have Medicare? Yep. Where did they derive that authority, America? Or federal aid to education? Where did the federal government come into play when it talks of education in America? How is it that they've usurped their authority and basically put them in the position of the new teachers concerning the educational system in America? Ignorance of the American people is what put them in that position. Or most of what are now called civil rights, or countless public works projects, or equally countless regulations on business and of business, large and small, or, for example, the space program, or farm subsidies, or research grants, or subsidies to the arts and humanities, or, friends, you name it. Chances are it's unconstitutional. Even the most cynical opponents of the Constitution would be dumbfounded to learn that the federal government now tells us where you can do, what you can do, and what you can't do. Who gave them that authority? Hey, folks, we are less free, more heavily taxed. We are worse governed, worsely than ever, friends, than our ancestors under British rule. And as I proposed the question to you yesterday, I propose it to you again. It has to make one wonder, how bad was King George III after all? I mean, let's be clear about one thing. The Constitution and unconstitutional aren't just simple terms of approval and disapproval. A bad policy may be perfectly constitutional in some sense of the word. It has the look of law, it has the color of law, it has the smell of law, but it is not law. A human law may be unconstitutional, but what is almost certainly bad is a constant disposition to thwart or disregard the Constitution. Oh, just hang on a second, friends. It's not just a matter of what it sometimes is called. Like, for example, the original intent of the author's friends. Hey, that's called, folks, breaking it down to question the author is really what they're doing. See, what really matters is the common, explicit, unchallenged understanding of the Constitution on all sides. Over several generations, there was no mystery about it, and I want to tell you why. Because they knew what was right and wrong concerning the lawgiver by knowing his moral law. See, the logic of Constitution was so elegantly simple that a foreigner observer named Alexis de Tocqueville could explain it to his own countrymen in two sentences. He wrote, "The attributes of the federal government in America were carefully defined in the Constitution." Did you hear what he said? The attributes of the federal government were carefully defined in the Constitution, and all that was not included among them was declared to remain to the governments of the individual states. Thus, the government of the states remained the rule and the federal government the exception. Now the roles are completely backwards. See, the Declaration of Independence, which underlies the Constitution, you can call it the seedbed, friends, holds that the rights of the people come from God. Just ask John F. Kennedy. And that the powers of the government come from the people. Let me say that again. The Constitution, the independence of the Declaration, which was brought forth on July 2nd, 1776, and proclaimed on July 4th, 1776, you know it as Independence Day, which underlies the Constitution, holds that the rights of the people come from God, and that the powers of government come from the people. So let me repeat that again. According to the Declaration of Independence, forgive me, the rights of the people come from God, and the powers of the government come from the people. And unless you grasp this basic order of things, you'll have a hard time understanding the Constitution. And I want to tell you something, America. God has given us a right nowhere to violate his law. And now when you call out corruption for what it is, regardless if it's in the church or in the government, people stand back in their ignorance and they pervert scriptures, just like Satan himself did. And when he said, and he's taught his people to say, who are you to judge? It's our job to judge because it's our job as the law to know what the law says, to enforce the law against crime, to bring judgment, to establish righteousness and peace. That's why. See, the Constitution was the instrument by which the American people granted or delegated certain specific powers to the federal government. And any power not delegated was withheld or reserved. As we'll see, friends, these principles are expressed particularly in the 9th and 10th Amendments, two crucial but neglected provisions of the Constitution. See, they withhold through deconstructionism, friends. Now, let me say it again. The rights of the people come from God. The powers of government come from the people. That is delegation. The American people delegated the specific powers they wanted the federal government to have through the Constitution, and any additional powers they wanted to grant were supposed to be added by an amendment. Okay? I hope you're tracking. See, it's largely because we've forgotten these simple principles that the country is in so much trouble. See, the powers of the federal government have been multiplied madly. with only the vaguest justifications and on the most slippery pretext, friends. Its chief business now is now defending our rights by taking and redistributing our wealth? I mean, think about that. It's even created its own economy, the tax economy, which is the parasitical on the basic and productive voluntary economy, friends. Even much of what passes for national defense is some hidden entitlement program known as PORC, and was this illustrated when even President George Bush warned some states during the 1992 campaign that Bill Clinton would destroy jobs by closing down military bases. Well, that's funny. Well, if those bases aren't necessary for our defense, should they be closed down? Yes, they should. Now, of course, nobody in America and American politics, not even the most fanatical, lawless liberal, will admit openly that he doesn't care about what the Constitution says. And it's gonna, and friends, let me say it this way, and it's going to let it interfere with his agenda. He is not going to do that. See, everyone professes to respect the Constitution, even the Supreme Court of the United States. See, that's the problem. The United States Constitution serves the same function for the British royal family. It offers a comforting symbol of tradition and continuity, friends, and thereby masking a radical change in the actual system of power. Friends, let me say it this way. The Supreme Court is not the final arbiter of who we are as a people concerning law. Again, Article 3, Section 1 of the United States Constitution teaches us, America, that it's their job, judges, no matter in what court, friends, that they may sit as a justice, friends. They sit during good behavior and they discover and apply law. They don't change law. So you've been dummied down to believe that whatever the Supreme Court says, it must be law. No, you are sadly mistaken, friends. You are sadly mistaken. So the people who mean to do without the Constitution have come up with a slogan to keep up appearances is what they have done. They say that the Constitution is a living document, which sounds like a compliment. They say it has evolved in response to changing circumstances. They sneer at the idea that such a mystic document could still have the same meaning it had two centuries ago, or even, I guess, 60 years ago, just before the evolutionary process started accelerating with fantastic velocity. I mean, these people who tend with suspicious consistency to be liberals have discovered that the Constitution, what may have meant in the past, now means, again, with suspicious constancy, friends, whatever suits their present convenience. Whatever suits their present conveniences. I mean, friends, do these lawless liberals want big federal entitlement programs? Lo, the Interstate Commerce Clause turns out to mean that the big federal programs are constitutional because they said so. I mean, do these lawless liberals oppose capital punishment? Keep in mind, lo, the ban on cruel and unusual punishment turns out to mean that the capital punishment is unconstitutional according to their minds. So in other words, the murderer is shown compassion, but the victim, friends, is not. That is a sick society, and it's a society in which you have tolerated. Because keep in mind, friends, these lawless liberals that are continuously crying out cruel and unusual punishment are the very ones advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb. Lo, the 9th and 14th Amendment plus their emanations and, friends, penumbras turn out to mean that abortion is nothing less than a woman's constitutional right. Wait a second, what about cruel and unusual punishment? You hear from these lawless, double-minded reprobates all day long, but keep in mind, they're again the ones that are advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb, and you let it go. I mean, folks, can this be blind evolution? I mean, if these lawless liberals were more religious, they might suspect the hand of providence behind it. I mean, this marvelous living document never seems to impede, to block the liberal agenda in any way, does it? Nope. The battle goes on, you lose your rights, and they what do? They wield more power against you. And on the contrary, it always seems to demand by a wonderful coincidence just what lawless liberals are prescribing on the other ground. And they are doing that with the help of the lawless narrative set by the CIA through the state-controlled media in this country. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Ted Brough with healthmasters.com. I'm also the sub-host on the Power Hour. Bradley's a man of integrity. He's got an incredible ministry. He goes all over the country speaking to high schools on constitutional issues. He's been featured in over 350 different high schools in 24 states. He believes that we should all follow the Constitution. I agree with him. He's also a very, very strong Christian.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Talking about how tyranny came into America. A nation of well-informed men who have been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them cannot be enslaved. Cannot be. It is in the region of ignorance, the religion of ignorance, that tyranny begins. Let me say it again. How did tyranny come to America? I just told you. A nation of well-informed men who have been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them, they cannot be enslaved. It is in the religion of ignorance that tyranny begins. And I got to be honest with you, friends. When I say Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, what is being taught from the pulpits in this country, both in the church and in government, friends, is just It breeds, it feeds tyranny in so many different ways. In so many different ways. Let's go back to this. Let's take abortion, for example. Now, I want you to set aside your own views and feelings about it, because is it really possible, as the Supreme Court in effect said, all the abortion laws of all 50 states, think about this, friends, no matter how restrictive, no matter how permissive, had always been unconstitutional. As a matter of fact, if you were to abort a baby, you'd go to prison for 99 years if you were not executed. See, no matter how restrictive, no matter how permissive, I want you to think about what I just said. Okay? It had always been unconstitutional. It had always been illegal. Why? Because God said in Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, thou shalt not kill. Okay? It's always been against the law. And it still is. Not only that, but no previous court, no justice on any court in all of American history, not Marshall, not Story, not Taney, not Holmes, not Hughes, not Frankfurter, not even Warren, had ever been recorded as doubting the constitutionality of those laws. As a matter of fact, everyone had always taken it for granted that the states had every right to enact them to prevent the murder of the innocent in the womb. I mean, are we supposed to believe in all seriousness that the court's ruling in Roe versus Wade was a response to the text of the Constitution? I mean, the discernment of a meaning that had eluded all its predecessors rather than an enactment of the current liberal lawless agenda? I mean, come on. And notice that the parts of the living document don't develop equally or consistently. The court has expanded the meaning of some of the liberalism pet rights, such as freedom of speech, to absurd lengths. But it has neglected or even contracted other rights, such as property rights, which is liberalism, and what they are hostile to. Isn't it amazing how it always works for them? It always works for them. In order to appreciate what has happened, you have to stand back from the details and look at the outline. What follows, friends, is the history of our Constitution, which is being usurped on a daily basis. See, in the beginning, the states were independent and sovereign, okay? That is why they were called states. A state was not yet thought of as a mere subdivision of a larger unit because they weren't here, friends. As is the case now, the universal understanding was that in ratifying the Constitution, the 13 states, then called colonies, yielded a very little of their sovereignty, but they kept most of it. I mean, those who were reluctant to ratify generally didn't object to the powers the Constitution delegated to the federal government. But they were suspicious. See, they wanted assurance that if those few powers were granted, other powers never granted would be seized as well. As a matter of fact, in the Federalist, Hamilton and Madison argued at some length that under the proposed distribution of powers, the federal government would never be able to usurp, as they put it, those other powers. James Madison wrote soothingly in the Federalist number 45 that the powers of the federal government would be few and defined. Few and defined. Few and defined. Therefore, relating mostly to war and foreign policy, see, while those remaining with the states would be numerous and indefinite, would have to do with the everyday domestic life of the country. The word usurpation occurs numberless times in the ratification debates. Why? Because they didn't want it. They were worried about it. And reflecting the chief anxiety the champions of the Constitution had to allay. And as final assurance, the 10th Amendment stipulated the powers not delegated, not given to by the people to the federal government were reserved to the separate states and to the people. But see, this wasn't enough to satisfy everyone. I mean, well-grounded fears persisted, and during the first half of the 19th century, nearly every president in his inaugural message felt it appropriate and necessary to renew the promise that the powers of the federal government would not be exceeded, nor the reserved powers of the states transgressed. The federal government was to remain truly federal, with only few specified powers rather than consolidated with unlimited powers. See, the Civil War, or the war between the states, if you like, resulted from the suspicion that the North meant to use the power of the Union to destroy the sovereignty of the Southern states. And whether you like it or not, that suspicion was justified. The war itself produced that very result. See, the South was subjugated and occupied by a conquered country. Its institutions were profoundly remade by the federal government. And the United States of America was taking on the character of an extensive and highly centralized empire. Similar processes were underway in Europe as small states were even consolidated into the larger ones, setting the stage for the tyrannies and gigantic wars of the 20th century, in which we all know very well of. Even so, the three constitutional amendments, friends, ratified after the war contained a significant clause. Congress shall have power, and it shall have power, to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. So why is this significant? Because it shows that even the conquerors still understood a new power of Congress required a constitutional amendment. It couldn't just be taken by a majority vote as it would be today. If the Congress then had wanted a national health plan, it would have begun by asking you, the people, for an amendment to a constitution authorizing to legislate it in the area of health care in the first place. But they're not doing that. See, the immediate purpose of the 14th Amendment was to provide a constitutional basis for a purposed Civil Rights Act. Did you hear what I said? See, but the Supreme Court soon found other uses for the 14th Amendment. It began striking down. Did you hear what I said? The Supreme Court began striking down state laws as unconstitutional, as they were what? Aggrandizing power and wielding powers unto themselves over the people. See, this was an important new twist in American constitutional law. Hamilton, in arguing for judicial review in Federalist Number 78, had envisioned the court as a check on Congress and resisting the illicit consolidation or centralization of power. Our civics books in America still describe the function of checks and balances in terms of three branches of the federal government mutually controlling each other. But in fact, the court was now countermanding the state legislatures, where the principle of checks and balances had no meaning. Since those state legislators had no reciprocal control on the court, the development eventually set the stage for the convulsive Supreme Court ruling of the late 20th century, from Brown versus Board of Education to Roe versus Wade. The original point of the federal system was that the federal government would have very little to say about the internal affairs of the states. But the result of civil war was that the federal government had a great deal to say about those affairs in northern as well as in southern states. So for all those that believe that Abraham Lincoln was a good guy, you might want to sit down and reread your history, friends, because it was a usurpation. It was contrived. And I want you to note that the trend towards centralization was occurring largely under Republican presidents. As a matter of fact, the Democrat governor, President Grover Cleveland, he was the president twice, was one of the last great spokesmen for federalism. He once vetoed a modest $10,000 federal grant for drought relief on grounds that there was no constitutional power to do so. And if that sounds archaic, remember that the federal principle remained strong long enough that during the 1950s, the federal highway program had to be called a defense measure in order to win approval, and federal loans to college students in the 1960s, because they were absurdly called defense loans for the same reason. Folks, they just put them under different names. See, the 10th Amendment is a refined taste, but it has always had a view and a very few devotees. Folks, we're talking about how tyranny came to America. I'm sorry about the phone calls today. I will pick you up on the other side, friends. That means Monday. And again, thank you for your patience. And again, sorry I did not get to the phone calls today. Have much to cover. We'll take this to part two on Monday. Talk to you soon. Bradley Dean, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. See ya.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.